This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Versailles on a wintry-like Saturday, 2 days before Christmas. Hope you're warm inside. And you've joined us here on ScoresBroadcast.com for the Fort Loramie girls on the road here against Versailles, the Redskins and the Tigers. It's always a real treat when these two teams get together. The contests are close. In fact, the last two campaigns, Fort Loramie has beaten Versailles 43-39 each of the last two seasons. You may recall a year ago, Fort Loramie, quite young, still much younger than Versailles this season, but the Redskins a year ago upset the Versailles Tigers, which was state-ranked at the time, by a score of 43-39. 2 years ago here, Versailles lost to Fort Loramie in a squeaker, same identical score, 43-39. 3 years ago, Fort Loramie was victorious in overtime against Versailles at Fort Loramie, 61-55. The Tigers' last triumph over Fort Loramie was all the way back in 2013-14. Versailles won it 55-52. And Chuck, you can bet head coach Jackie Stonebreaker has made bulletin board material out of that Versailles loss to Fort Loramie last year.
Well, yeah, because quite honestly, the last 2 years, Versailles has been the better basketball team. But, that's why you play them on the court. And tonight, or this afternoon, I'm sure that she has Versailles' attention on this thing.
Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie is superb at her job, as well as Jackie. A lot of strategic maneuvering goes into these two games, not only in advance of the contest during practices, but on the floor during the action over the course of the 32 minutes as well. Two fine head coaches. We covered the Versailles girls all the way to the state championship 1 year ago. Versailles had an opportunity to win it. Had that game lasted another 15, 20 seconds, who knows? Versailles might have pulled it out of the fire. And Versailles hopes to get right back there again in Division III. Fort Loramie, after a state championship under head coach Siegel a few seasons ago, is rebuilding mighty fast. But again, the Redskins face a big height disadvantage here this afternoon.
Well, Versailles is always known for their size, and they've got two inside, the Winter sisters, Lindsay and Danielle, 6'2 senior, 6'2 sophomore. And that's going to be a key. But at the same time, Cammie McEldowney, a 5'7 senior, is a sharp shooter. She runs the floor,
yep,
takes care of the basketball for Versailles. She is the key to Versailles being a successful basketball team. And then Ellen Peters is at the other guard. And those four young ladies are just outstanding basketball players.
Oh, yeah. Peters is excellent. Both ends of the floor, outstanding defensive player. In fact, in the state tournament last year, she guarded the best offensive player for the opposition in both the state semifinal and final. You mentioned Cammie McEldowney, 6 3-pointers earlier in the week in a loss suffered by Versailles at Lima Bath, 52-51. The Versailles Tigers' first setback of the year. Versailles 8-1 coming into today. Fort Loramie is 5-3. Versailles with excellent balance. In fact, Chuck, in a recent win over New Bremen, Cammie McEldowney was held to 2. She had an off night shooting the ball, had 2 points in that entire game, but Caitlin McEldowney had 11. Danielle Kunk had 11. Lindsay Winter, 10. Danielle Winter, 11. Four others were in doubles. Now, that's the kind of balance that Versailles can produce. You don't know who to put pressure on. All of the young ladies can score. Fort Loramie is going to have to defend, keep the ball from getting inside, and try to make it a low-scoring, somewhat ugly contest like the Redskins were successful at doing 1 year ago.
Well, Loramie likes to play man, and this might be an afternoon where some zone might be called for, but that's not something Coach Siegel likes to do.
Right.
They like to play their pressure man-to-man, so that's what we're going to see early. But, you know, Loramie's got their weapons, too. Gephardt is a sophomore, an outstanding shooter. Kenzie Holscher, and I know I build this girl up, but I'm telling you, she's going to be a superstar before she's done. 5'11 freshman, handles the basketball at 5'11, probably their best point guard.
And then
Marissa Myron, coming back from that knee surgery that she missed most of last year with, I think she's lost a step, which is kind of a normal thing to happen, but as the season goes on and she starts getting more confidence in that knee, I think we're going to see the Marissa Myron that we thought we were going to see last year.
Yeah, I think the last two young ladies about whom you spoke, Marissa and Taylor, Marissa Myron, Taylor Ratterman, need double digits. They need a dozen points apiece here today in order for Fort Loramie to be right in this game to the finish. They've got to produce, make shots. We've seen Taylor create. She's able to get to the rim. She can shoot that step back mid-range or long-range jumper. She's got to knock him down. And Marissa Myron for the Fort Loramie Redskins at 5'9 is one of the tallest young ladies. Abby Holdhouse stands at 5'10. She needs to be a force on the inside. She probably won't start. Abby's been coming off the bench lately. But Marissa and Abby got to hold their own somehow down in the interior.
Well, they're going to have to, because Loramie's going to have to make some outside shots,
yes,
to create a little bit of opening in the middle, because
yep,
if they try to get to the rim right now, Danielle Winter is a heck of a shot blocker. And she, you know, and the thing is, in girls' basketball, somebody might write in and tell me I'm sexist. I'm not. I coach boys and girls, but girls don't really jump when they play defense. They don't jump to block shots. They use their length. Truly, it's kind of how you want them to play. They leave their feet, they get in trouble. So you can't pump fake and ball fake. You got to use your footwork to get around them and try to use your hip to get in between them and the rim. And now you can score on them.
Versailles 8-1, as we noted, off to a great start, despite losing to Lima Bath earlier this week, 52-51. Versailles' wins, Chuck, have been very, very lopsided. Versailles owns a 58-29 win over New Bremen and Paige Jones, a team that earlier this week beat Fort Loramie 49-41. So if you do a score comparison, Versailles beat New Bremen by 29, New Bremen beat Fort Loramie by 8. This could be a 37-point differential today if you're a mathematician.
Well, I'm not a mathematician, but I am starting to pack stuff up, and I'll see you at St. Henry tonight. Now, you comparative scores, right. I mean, yeah, you can make a case for them, but, you can also make a case where you look and all of a sudden you can take a team that's going to beat the state champion because of comparative scores down right. The road. This is going to come down to coaching, both coaches outstanding. It's going to come down to playing defense. I think that might be where Versailles has an advantage. And it's going to come down to free throws because Scott Ward was telling me that in their loss to Lima Bath, they got outscored from the free throw line by 13 and they lost by a point. You don't have to really look much farther to see why you lost the basketball game.
Well, the Versailles girls almost let the JV game fritter away. Versailles with a more experienced JV squad by a class or even
class
two,
and a half.
Yes, two grades in some cases. Versailles girls led 36-26 with nearly 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Didn't score the rest of the game, but hung on to edge out a victory in the preliminary game over Fort Loramie, 36-35. Great season for Versailles to date. You'll recognize some of the opponents. 58-41 over Coldwater, 62-44 over Tri-Village, 60-39 over Covington, 61-37 over Miami East. These are some good girls programs that Versailles has thumped badly this year. Fort Loramie 5-3, having suffered two straight setbacks. In fact, three of the last four, Fort Loramie has lost to teams with big height advantages over Fort Loramie. Minster on the road, 35-26. Tip beat Fort Loramie, 59-41. That game was much closer than the final. And earlier this week, New Bremen, a 49-41 winner over Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. For Fort Loramie games this season, we thank these Fort Loramie game-specific underwriting sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. We'll run down our additional underwriting sponsors in a moment. Lineups and tip-off next. Versailles Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Jack with Chuck here at Versailles, Redskins and Tigers about set to tip it off. It's an interleague battle here today. Fort Loramie from the Shelby County League and Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference. As we noted, Fort Loramie has won the last three, believe it or not. 43-39 last year, 43-39, same score 2 years ago, 61-55 in overtime in 2014-15, and in a game at Versailles back in 2013-14, the Tigers nipped Fort Loramie in a mild upset by a score of 55-52. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced out on the floor, and Chuck, Abby Oldhouse is in the starting five, correct?
Yes.
Abby, a 5'10 senior, opens up on the court along with Kennedy Gebhardt and Kenzie Holscher on the perimeter. Also in the opening five, Taylor Ratterman. She starts. And is that Hattie Meyer out there at the point?
Hattie Meyer, yep.
Yep, that's the 5'4 Fort Loramie. Now the Versailles Tigers being introduced. Versailles in the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. Elizabeth Hording, 5'11 junior. Lindsay Winter, a 6'2 sophomore. Danielle Winter, a 6'2 senior. Cammy McEldowney, a 5'7 senior. And Ellen Peters, a 5'8 senior. Again, Fort Loramie starting Gebhardt, a sophomore. Holscher, a freshman. Meyer, a senior. Holdhouse, a senior. And the fifth starter was Marissa Myring, a sophomore. Clearly, Versailles with the advantage in terms of experience and height. Head coach Carla Siegel in Fort Loramie has been able to offset that before. Been tough sledding against three very big, very experienced foes this year, especially in terms of Minster away from home and Tippecanoe at home.
I'm trying to find, because Holscher is not starting, I'm trying to find who the fifth starter is.
You're right. Kenzie is not starting.
I think Abby Holthouse is starting in her place.
Opening tip to start the game is won by the Versailles Tigers. And it's batted to Ording. Ording dribbles up the floor quickly and hands off on the arc to teammate Cammy McEldowney. McEldowney with 10 on her back. Throws to Peters. Left corner pass to Ording. Versailles rotates it around the top of the circle. McEldowney looks inside, finds Danielle Winter right in front, takes it to the cup and puts it in from 5 feet away. And that's what Fort Loramie's got to deal with all afternoon, Chuck.
If you're going to let her catch the ball 5 feet from the basket, you're in trouble.
Right. Fort Loramie throws top of the key, then goes to Holdhouse in the left corner. She's available for a 16-footer and pops it in. And, Chuck, you mentioned in the pregame that's what the Redskins have to do. Outside Jays have got to go down.
Yep, and we're looking at a 3-2 zone right now out of the Redskins.
Here's Cammy McEldowney launching a bomb for Versailles. It hits the back brace, no good. Rebound low on the left by Lindsay Winter of Versailles. She pitches it to a teammate on the arc, and it goes through the hands of Peters out of bounds. We played a minute. We're tied at two. Danielle Winter, a fielder for Versailles. Abby Holdhouse, a bucket for Fort Loramie. Here's Hattie Meyer down the floor to Kennedy Gebhardt. Left corner, Taylor Ratterman jacks up a long three for the Redskins. It's hard. Hits the rim on the opposite side. Karam's out of bounds in the corner, and Versailles tagged it last. It's out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
I'm not sure what she was doing. Ording went over there. The ball was going out of bounds. Nobody from Loramie's going to get it, and she touched it before it went out of bounds.
Yeah. Inbounded to Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Ratterman gives it up, gets it back outside the arc on the left. And Danielle Winter and Lindsay Winter combined to defend her. And they both have, what, 5-6 inches apiece on Taylor Ratterman.
Yeah, on most of them out there.
Taylor gave it up, threw it to Kennedy Gebhardt, back to Ratterman, high left. Game tied at 2, 6:20 left in the first quarter. Ratterman picks up her dribble between the rings as Versailles comes out in the hedges. Handoff on the play to Hattie Meyer. Baseline left is Holdhouse. Starts into the paint, then flips it back out to the foul line. Here's a running one-hander by Fort Loramie. Off the back rim, no good. Meyer couldn't get it to go. Loose ball, rebound, touch last by the Redskins. Out of bounds to Versailles. Well, if Fort Loramie can play these 2 minutes, like every two-minute segment the rest of the way, Chuck, Fort Loramie will be pleased.
Well, this is their pace. They need to kind of keep it at this and not force up any shots.
Here's Danielle Winter lobbing down inside to a teammate. Ording, it's broken up by Fort Loramie and stolen. The high-low didn't work. Bolding down the right side of the floor is Kennedy Gebhardt for the Redskins. All the way to the rim, deflected by Versailles, and Ording comes up with it for the Tigers in backcourt, and then it's punched out of bounds by Ratterman. 5.5 to play in the opening stanza. We're tied at 2. Game off to a slow start in terms of scoring. McIldowney walks it through the Tigers logo at center court. Hand off to Danielle Winter, top of the circle. Here's Peters throwing cross court along the lane opposite side. Danielle catches and sinks a six-footer. Here's a steal by Versailles in backcourt. Tigers have got the ball on the floor, and I think the very alert young lady got a timeout.
That was McIldowney. She's a senior, as I said. She does a lot more than score. She is the quarterback. She is the coach on the floor for them.
And that was heads up. 5:19 left, first quarter, 4-2 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. And Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Well, Versailles inbounds after the timeout right below the rim, and Fort Loramie fouls as the Tigers are shooting. And it's a two free throw situation here for Cammie McIldowney, who sprays one off the back rim. We're stuck at 4-2, nearly 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn, all in Rushi, on the web with us here online on scoresbroadcast.com. Second foul shot, a little long, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Trailing 4-2 with 4:50 left here in the opening period. Top of the circle, Ratterman. Abby Holdhouse comes out to catch, high right. Left-hand dribble. Now Kennedy Gebhardt between the rings. Outside the arc and the right to a teammate. That's Kenzie Holscher, who's on the floor now. Awkward dribble. She lost it. Versailles came up with it. Long lead out down the floor to Lindsay Winter. Stolen right away from her by Fort Loramie. And then the Redskin player scoots down the right side of the court. Foul called against Versailles. Taylor Ratterman took a spill. Redskins possession. You're right, Chuck. So far, game being played like the way Fort Loramie would prefer.
Yeah, they don't want this thing in the 60s, that's for sure.
Right. Redskins want to keep it low 40s, maybe even mid-30s. Here's a running shot by Taylor Ratterman all the way to the hoop as she sprinted in from the right side of the floor, laid it up too hard, high off the glass. Rebound Lindsay Winter of Versailles. Down the floor to McIldowney. Great feed on the inside. Wow. Laid up and in by Elizabeth Ording, the 5'11 junior. McIldowney gave her room service.
Yeah, she gets half those points.
Yep, superb pass by Cammie. 6-2 Versailles. Holscher foul line for Fort Loramie. Makes a blind pass through traffic in the lane. Easily picked off by Versailles. McIldowney hustles down the right side of the lane. Across the lane with a pass to Ording again for two more. Wow. Couple of dandy assists by Cammie McIldowney to Elizabeth Ording for Versailles, which leads 8-2, under 4 to play first quarter. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
Today's game was tied at 2 through the first 2 minutes. Versailles has bolted now to an 8-2 lead with 3 field goals since the 5-minute 50-second mark. We're down to 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie's behind by 6, 8-2. Forecourt straight away. Ratterman gives it up outside the arc on the right to Kennedy Gebhardt. Ball is wheeled around the top of the circle, baseline left. Marissa Myring's got it. 8-footer blocked away by Versailles. The height of the Tigers comes into play. Versailles down the floor, sloppy pass in the lane. Fort Loramie got it, lost it. Versailles has it back. Deep left corner, Lindsay Winter. High left to Cammie McElDowney. She swings it near side to Caitlin McElDowney, 5'3 sophomore, who's in off the bench. Back to Cammie, a 5'7 senior. Here's Orden. Lobbing top of the circle, Lindsay Winter. Ball rotated to Caitlin outside the arc of the left, and her long three ball swirls in and out. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. In backcourt, the ball fed up the left side to Holscher, and here come the Redskins. Down 8-2, 2:50 to go first quarter. Ball thrown foul line. Quick turnaround, Jay. Missed on the play by Fort Loramie. Marissa Myring had an open look. Couldn't get it to fall. Versailles with the board. Tigers romp down the floor. Caitlin McElDowney to Cammie. To Lindsay Winter outside the arc on the left. Down inside to Ording. She's been a handful so far for Fort Loramie. She overshoots an easy one. Rebounded by the Redskins. Quickly down the floor into the lane to Myring. Ball fumbled away. It's on the deck. Will it be a jump? Nope. The Redskins are able to squirt the ball to the arc and restart the attack. Open player near side. Three ball. Kennedy Gebhardt. In and out. No good. Nice rebound on the inside. Shot blocked away out of bounds. That's Jaden Putoff, I think, Chuck, who's in. The fine freshman, 5'10", young lady, to give Fort Loramie some height. She missed the shot. It was batted free out of bounds by Versailles. Redskins inbound.
Yeah, but she's been playing JV and dressing varsity, but she didn't play in the JV game, so they're looking to use her today.
Oh, looky here. Inbounded beyond the foul line. Nice screen for Abby Holdhouse, and she lofts in a 17-footer. She's got both hoops for the Redskins here today. 8-4 in favor of Versailles, a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Boy, if Jaden had played in the preliminary game, Redskins probably would have won.
Yep. She's pretty good.
On the arc, Caitlin McElDowney for Versailles. Air balls it way short. Rebound, Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie. She strides up the court. Picked up by Peters, top of the key. Outside the arc to Gebhardt. Veers off to the baseline and runs into a Versailles player. Dropped the ball. Tigers picked it up. Fort Loramie over guards, and that's a foul. But right now, senior Abby Holdhouse on the court for Fort Loramie. Jaden Putoff, 5'10 freshman in. Kendi Gebhardt, a 5'5 sophomore, had been in. She is substituted for at the moment.
That was Macy Imwali, also a sophomore, came in for it.
Yep, Macy is 5'8 and just a 10th grader as the Redskins continue to sprinkle youth all over the floor. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. Versailles 8, Fort Loramie 4. On the arc for the Tigers, on the dribble, Danielle Kunk. Kunk, a 5'7 sophomore. Long three outside the arc, left flank. Too hard on the play by Peters. Rebound low on the left by Danielle Winter. Short on the rebound, but the Tigers sustained the possession. Here's Caitlin McElDowney to Cammie. Open player down on the inside. It's caught and laid in with the left hand. Danielle Winter's got 3 goals for Versailles. Or at least a 2, I think, right,
Chuck? She's got 3.
3? Okay, right the first time. Elizabeth Ording's got the other 2 for the Tigers, who lead it 10-4. Half minute left, opening period. Holdhouse is boxed in the left corner, must get rid of it. Bounces on the play to a teammate. Here's a long 3-point shot. Head of the key, put off, missed it strong off the back rim. Rebound down to Versailles. Tigers skip the pass, cross court to Cammie McEldowney. Long J from behind the arc, hit the back flange. Rebound low on the left by Versailles. Danielle Winter tries. No. Abby Holdhouse has it for Fort Loramie. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Bounce pass into the lane. Put off. Ripped away by Versailles. 3-on-2 break. Cammie McEldowney to the rack. Out of control. No good. At the buzzer as Fort Loramie defended that shot pretty well. 10-4 Versailles after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone in the Upper Miami Valley for high school sports. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. At Versailles today, the matinee featuring the Fort Loramie girls and the Versailles ladies. Redskins have the ball starting quarter number two. Ratterman dives into the lane, and the ball's punched away by Versailles. Don't know if that was a pass or a shot, but the Tigers come away with the ball. Here's a cross-court pass broken up and batted out of bounds on the play by Fort Loramie. Macy Imwali got a piece of it. 10-4 in favor of Versailles, opening seconds of quarter number two. Inbounding, Danielle Kunk for Versailles. It goes into the right corner to Lindsay Winter, who tries to pitch it cross court to a cutter, and Fort Loramie breaks it up. It goes out of bounds. Ellen Peters inbounding right of the rim for the Tigers. Looks, sends it into the left corner to Lindsay Winter. She pulls up from 10, missed it, no good off the rim. Rebound down to Abby Holdhouse. Solid game for Abby so far through the first 8.5 minutes for the Redskins. Pass into the right corner. Busted away by the Versailles player who stabs it out of bounds into the second row. Up, simply put, Chuck, Fort Loramie's offense against these taller teams has been difficult to come by. We just got sprinkled with some water from overhead. Don't know where that came from. Maybe some ice. We're darn near the top of the bleachers here at Versailles. So unless there's a leak in the roof, I don't know how I got soaked. Deep left corner with the ball, Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, which is behind the six, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Between the rings to Ratterman. Only young lady for Fort Loramie to score so far, Abby Holdhouse. Here's Marissa Myring to Imwali. Straight away it goes to Kennedy Gebhardt. Here's a right corner drive by Myring. Feeds Taylor Ratterman in the top of the key. Jumping, shooting, 18-footer, soft touch. Hit the front rim, crawled over and in. And then Fort Loramie's caught napping at the other end, and Versailles gets an easy basket. The first one missed. And the rebound was stuck in by Kelsey Kustenborder, a 5'10 junior, comes in off the bench. The tall young ladies for the Tigers enter the court one after another, Chuck.
Yeah, they don't have any shortages of post players.
Here's a long three-pointer, left corner of the floor by Fort Loramie, missed by Alyssa Rassman, who's in, a 5'7 sophomore, and then Versailles gets a quick run out the other direction, and look at Ording run the court. She catches low on the right and scoops it in off the backboard to give the Versailles Tigers a 14-6 lead. 2 minutes gone here in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
As always, for Versailles Fort Loramie girls, excellent crowd on hand despite a little dicey weather on the outside. 14-6 Versailles leads beyond the 2-minute mark of the second quarter, or I should say beyond 2 minutes played in the period. Here's Kenzie Holscher catching in the lane for Fort Loramie, shot deflected by Versailles. It goes out of bounds. What, 7 or 8 Redskin shots have been altered, deflected, blocked
at
so
least.
Far?
Yep, at least.
Baseline left, Ratterman looks to throw in. Lobs to Holscher, top of the circle. Kenzie Holscher often starts in off the bench today for the Redskins, 5'11 sophomore. Her mom played a lot of basketball here at Versailles back in the day. In fact, we'll highlight Kenzie here at the half. Now Fort Loramie loses possession, missed shot. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the visiting team, and Versailles gets it back up by 8. 5:40 left to go here in quarter number 2. Ball walked up over the timeline to Cammy McElDowney. Gives it up on the arc to Custin Border. Near side pass to Ellen Peters. She dribbles through the lane, stops at the foul line, gives it up, gets it back. Peters from 20 feet out, now to Cammy. Cammy drives on Gebhardt. Outside the arc on the left, it's fed to Custin Border. She barges into the lane. Good block on the play by Fort Loramie. Ball right back, though, to Versailles. Cammy McElDowney, a little opening down the lane, off balance. A lot of contact, and she drew a 2-shot foul. Redskin faithful thought it should have been a walk or a charge, but McElDowney is bailed out. She's at the stripe with 2.
It's one of her strengths is getting in there and making it look like a foul when it's not.
Oh, yeah, she is clever. Very sharp at doing it. She had misfired on a couple free throws earlier. She connects here to make it 15-6 in favor of Versailles as Abby Holdhouse sits now for Fort Loramie. Marissa Meiring back in. Second foul shot by McElDowney is right on the button. The lead is 10 for Versailles. Fort Loramie down the left side. It's Meiring to the corner. Baseline, running one-hander 4 feet away, blocked out of bounds by Versailles. That was handled by Elizabeth Ording on the swat. Baseline right of the basket. Redskins inbound. Hattie Meyer right in front to a teammate. Little turnaround five-footer, Meiring, and that's blocked. Here comes Versailles on the runout. Tigers run the floor. It's Ording missing a gimme. Rebound stuck in by Danielle Winter. 18-6, Tigers up a dozen. Fort Loramie attacking, Kennedy Gebhardt foul line. Dishes foul line extended, Jaden Putoff, bang, she nails it. 17-footer by the ninth grader, Jaden Putoff. Daniel Winter, right corner for Versailles. Ball skipped to the far side of the floor, then enter down low to Ording. She muscles up and in with the left hand. 20-8 in favor of Versailles. Quickly, Fort Loramie, forecourt left, inside the arc, Meiring launches, no, off the back iron, rebound Tigers, intercepted though by Fort Loramie. Hattie Meyer, long three-pointer, off the mark, that's because she's walloped, a foul in the act of shooting the three committed by Lindsay Winter of the Tigers. Nope, apparently
she was inside the line,
straddling the arc, and she's awarded 2. 4:13 left, second quarter, 20-8. In favor of Versailles. Hattie Meyer's free throw clangs off the iron. Second one upcoming. I can't tell, Chuck. That is Hattie at the line, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
We are a distance away, but about 25 rows up here at Versailles. Plus my eyesight, Chuck, is not what it was 40 years ago.
Mine not what it was 3 years ago.
Well, Hattie Meyer doesn't connect on either one. Rebound down to Versailles. Half the second quarter gone. 20-8 Tigers. Elizabeth Ording throws near side to teammate Haley McEldowney, who's in now. Haley, a 5'8 senior, ball entered to the post, and there's Ording again. She's got position. Redskins no choice but to foul. Hattie Meyer picks it up, the team's fifth. For Sales has been charged with two, Ording the lefty at the stripe. The southpaw aims and makes, 21-8 in favor of Versailles. Tonight we've got the Fort Loramie boys on the road at St. Henry. Should be a very good game. St. Henry was blown out by Marion Local last night. One of those nights, Chuck, Marion Local was brilliant. St. Henry couldn't throw it in the ocean, and it was a 37-point differential.
Jeez.
We thought our game was lopsided at Anna, 64-46, Anna over Minster. Second free throw, Ording missed, and then Fort Loramie throws it away across the timeline. Tigers get it back. 3.5 remaining here in quarter number two, 21-8 in favor of Versailles. Cammie McEldowney, high right, gave it up, got it back on the dribble through the top of the circle. Weaves it to Peters, loose ball momentarily. Versailles regains possession. And then here's a real hot pass fired baseline right to Danielle Winter through her hands and out of bounds. Versailles hasn't been real crisp so far, Chuck.
No, not at all. But their size has just given them the advantage.
Yep, that's been the difference in the game. The Tigers' ability to punch the ball down inside, get some close-in looks, and cash in. Here is Versailles dribbling baseline right in a crowd. And once again, the Redskins turn it over.
Stepped on the line.
Just over three to play here in quarter number two, 21-8 in favor of Versailles. Straight away with the ball, Cammie McEldowney to Peters, back to Cammie. Right corner, ball delivered to Haley McEldowney. Into the post it goes to Danielle Winter. Turnaround seven-footer, hit the flange, bounce down, tie up on the board. It will be Versailles possession. The Tigers retain it. McEldowney to enter, baseline left. She looks, bounces to the cutter. Low on the right, Mallory Marshall, 5'10 senior, dropped it, got it back. Fed it to Haley McEldowney, scooting across the lane. It hit the back rim. Rebound is tipped out of bounds off the Tigers. But the shooting very poor both sides of the floor.
It's as cold as the weather.
21-8 in favor of the Tigers. Kenzie Holscher to midcourt. Left wing pass goes to Rassman, or I should say Myring. And that is Rassman, 42-43. Here's Kenzie Holscher, a step below the foul line. No good on the 14-footer. It rolled off the rim. Tigers have the rebound. Peters down the floor, top of the key. Outside the arc on the left. Long three ball. Look out. Distance. Good. Cammie McEldowney jettisons one in from way outside. 24-8 on that triple made by the Tigers. Versailles leads by 16. Baseline left, Marissa Myring pulls up from 10. No good. Rebound, Tigers. Good hustle, though. Punched away by Fort Loramie on the steal. Holscher's got it 25 feet out. She dribbles to the left. Goes into the top of the key to Myring. Ball pass to the right side. Here's a jump shot on the play by Kennedy Gebhardt. It is no good off the rim. But that was Hattie Meyer who tried it short. And Versailles again snarfs up the board. Tigers give it to Cammie McEldowney between the circles. Zone defense by Fort Loramie. Holscher mans the point. Left corner three, wide open player by the Tigers. No, air ball. Rebound out of bounds, corner of the court, and Fort Loramie gets it.
I don't think McEldowney's ever been that wide open. I think it scared her.
Yeah, Cammie didn't have a player from either team within 10 feet of her, and she airmailed that one across the rim. Minute 13 to go here in the first half, 24-8 in favor of Versailles. So far this afternoon, Chuck, one of the most unartistic Fort Loramie Versailles girls games we've seen in the last several seasons. Top of the circle, Holscher for Fort Loramie. Here's a pass baseline left. then thrown back out of the arc to Putoff, who's got a field goal so far here in the second quarter for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt, 25 feet away, throws into the lane to a teammate. Here's a 10-foot turnaround. Tried, but Putoff no good. Got the rebound back, went to the rack, and dropped it in off the glass. Good, hard-earned field goal by Jaden Putoff, the freshman for Fort Loramie. Cammy McEldowney counters long range. Yes, on the three for the Tigers. Half minute to go, second quarter. 27-10 in favor of Versailles. Here's Holscher. Here's a right side pass to Gebhardt. Back to Holscher, who has a foot on the Tigers logo at midcourt. Near side pass goes on the play to Heather Eilerman, who's in now. She gave it up, got it back, dropped it near the timeline. Pitched it near side to Holscher. 4 seconds to go in the half. Holscher baseline, below the basket, double dribbles. And Versailles, with 1.6 to go in the second quarter, has the basketball again, leading 27-10. Tigers, though, must go the length of the court. Inbounded backcourt to McEldowney. Heaves it from the center line. No, it's off to the right. 27-10, Versailles at the intermission over Fort Loramie. Say you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing, super deals at Guyer's. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's back in the 1920s, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie. See the fine pre-owned vehicles as well. And see them online at GuyersInc.com. GAIERSInc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. The two professionals at Tom and Jerry's, Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, are experts at servicing those systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Phone 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. 2 minutes into our halftime, and now our report on this game at the break, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The Fort Loramie Redskins are down 27-10 to Versailles after two periods of play, Chuck.
Yeah, the stats kind of reflect that. 19-11 rebounding advantage for the Tigers, 6-2 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it over twice as many times, 8-4. Free throw shooting, Loramie missed both of their attempts. Versailles hit 3 of 6. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they got 9 out of Ording, who had a terrific first half, 8 from Cammy McEldowney, all in the second quarter. They got 6 from Danielle Winter. They got 2 each from Lindsay Winter and Kelsey Custenborder. They scored 10 and 17, 27 for the first half. Loramie got 4 points from Putoff, 4 points from Holdhouse, 2 points from Ratterman. They scored 4 and 6. That's 10 for the game. That's not going to get it done.
Chuck, is this Versailles team a state Final Four caliber club in March of 2018, do you think?
Well, I've got a lot to see some other competition, but right. I mean, they certainly have. They have the coach that can take them there because they're used to going, and they have the talent to get them there. It just depends on how they go. I mean, Danielle Winter is terrific. She had 6 in the first quarter but didn't score in the second quarter. Their guard play with Peters and McEldowney, Cammy McEldowney, is outstanding. So, I mean, yeah, they have the talent to do it, absolutely.
Redskins have lost 3 of their last 4, and it's going to take a mighty huge comeback today to overtake Versailles' 17-point differential here at halftime. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scores broadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Tonight here on scorersbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie boys at St. Henry. Tip off about 7:30, could be sooner. JV game will start at 6. We will be on the web, online on scorersbroadcast.com with our pregame webcast at about 7:10 p.m. tonight. Here at Versailles this afternoon, the Versailles Lady Tigers are thumping Fort Loramie 27-10 at the halftime break. Say it's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before this winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper, and more at M&A Muffler and Tires. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone 1-800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt, that's Gebby, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Time now for our Locale Equipment halftime segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Locale promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Locale once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And during girls' basketball games here on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight a player from the two clubs sponsored by Locale, which today recognizes Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie. Kenzie is a fine performer, 5'11 freshman. As we noted during the first half, her mom played a lot of very good basketball in her day here at Versailles. Kenzie Holscher is the daughter of Al and Angie Holscher. Kenzie takes part in volleyball at Fort Loramie. She also participates in AAU and JO volleyball in the spring, a Spanish club, and she tutors for the Mathletes Club in the subject of mathematics. She'd like to play college sports, doesn't know where she'll go to school after high school. That stands to reason. Kenzie is just a freshman, 5'11 player for the Fort Loramie Redskins. A lot of great basketball ahead for her over the next 3 years after this one at Fort Loramie. Kenzie Holscher under the spotlight here today, thanks to Locale Equipment of Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Versailles on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Don't miss out on the great inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That big grand reopening in September brought along an array of fine inventory at Goffney, which always gets new inventory into the store. It happens frequently. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture too. High quality furniture priced just right at Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for additional savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Second half about set to start. Fort Loramie Redskins in the road, black, red numbers, white piping. Versailles Tigers in the home, white from top to bottom. Orange numerals outlined in black. Each team wearing the black sneakers. Here come the Redskins on the attack. Meiring darts through the lane. Passes to Ratterman on the three-point line. Long, high-arching jumper. Clangs off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Versailles. Ball entered low on the left to Ording. Fort Loramie had a hole in its zone defense. Ording caught it with the left hand and dropped it through. Splendid game for her, Chuck.
Yeah, she's been good. There's no doubt about it.
Well, she'll finish off when she gets the ball down inside. You can just about chalk it up if she's got it within 7 or 8 feet of the goal. 29-10 now in favor of Versailles. Right side pass, Kennedy Gebhardt throws into the lane. Shot fake Meiring. All the way to the rim, shot it too hard. Might have had a better look, Chuck, initially when she snatched the basketball.
No doubt. She turned a 5 foot shot into a 3 foot shot.
And then she dribbled into traffic. Here's Danielle Winter low on the left for Versailles. Misfired from 8 feet. And then real good position on the inside, but Taylor Ratterman caused Winter to go over the shoulder on the rebound try. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Versailles 29, Fort Loramie 10.
I think Coach Siegel is talking to Marissa Meiring right now about the same thing we just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, shoot the shot. If you got some breathing space.
She pointed to the same spot on the floor with a smile on her face. That's what she does so well. These kids love her.
29-10 in favor of Versailles. And the Tigers had the same five out on the court who started the game. I do believe, as I take a close...
Well, they just subbed Meiring out, but they did to start it, yes.
Right. And for Versailles, it's Cammie McEldowney, Ellen Peters, Elizabeth Ording, Lindsay Winter, 6'2", Danielle Winter, 6'2". Here's a foul line. Jay put off, lights it up for Fort Loramie. Brilliant game for her. What, three goals, Chuck?
Yeah, I think they've found a varsity basketball player in that freshman.
Yep, probably no more minutes logged at the JV level for ninth grader Jaden Putoff. And she has kicked it into high gear when given the chance today. She's nailed three shots. Her field goal was countered quickly by a Versailles basket from whom, Chuck?
Danielle Winter. She caught it down around 6 feet from the basket. That's her scoring position.
Yep, Danielle will make you pay if she catches it that close. 31-12 in favor of Versailles. Ratterman outside the arc on the left to Kennedy Gebhardt. Ratterman, elbow on the right. Top of the circle, Abby Holdhouse. Very high floating three-pointer, short, didn't catch the rim, and Fort Loramie tried to save below the basket, couldn't do it. It was Kennedy Gebhardt who tried to flip it back onto the court. It's Versailles' possession. 5:58 left to go here in the third quarter. Redskins have entered Macy Imwally again. Imwally, a sophomore. Here's a good defensive play down to the inside by Imwally. Broke up the pass intended for Danielle Winter. Redskins have the steal. 5.5 to go in the third. 19-point lead for Versailles. Crossover dribble by Ratterman, who gives it up, gets it back straight on. Pick set by Putoff, who rolls. Ratterman still dribbles. Outside the arc on the left. Ball fed to Imwally. High right, Gebhardt. Right corner, Putoff. Baseline. Back to Gebhardt. She's available for the three. It skipped off the rim. No good. Rebound, though, tracked down by Holdhouse in the left corner. To Gebhardt. She tries again. That one also skipped off the rim. Strong board low on the right. Putoff answers. She's got two, and she's fouled. What a play by Jaden Putoff of the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins.
She's very aggressive for a freshman, and especially a freshman who doesn't have much varsity experience yet this year.
Now, Chuck, you can tell she's talented, but what I notice, instincts and savvy. She's got them both.
Yep.
Free throw put off, three-point chance, and she converts. She double digits yet? Real close.
9 points
for Jaden Putoff. Quickly down the floor comes Versailles. Ball entered low on the left. Turnaround banker, Danielle Winter, in, out, no good. Rebound lost before Loramie. Danielle Winter back up and in on the block. Low left side, 33-15 in favor of Versailles, which is getting short-range shot after short-range shot all afternoon. Here's Ratterman driving on the run for Fort Loramie. Yes, she kissed it in off the window. Sprinting toward the basket down the right side of the lane. Taylor Ratterman made a nice one. 33-17 in favor of Versailles. Peters, baseline right, cutoff. Pitches on the arc to Danielle Winter. Nearly tied up and then throws it away. Good hustle by Fort Loramie. Then swiped right back by Versailles. Cammy McElnowney to the rim. Shoveling it with the left hand. No good. She hits the floor hard. Fouled by Fort Loramie. Cammy McElnowney has got that diving act into the lane. Shoveling it from down around her shins or ankles down to a pat. Boy, she has a patent on that delivery, which almost always attracts a two-shot foul.
Well, because she's got such a herky-jerky motion when she gets in there, and it looks like she's getting fouled, even if she's kind of creating the contact. That makes her an outstanding basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's got such a quick first step. She'll blaze a trail. If she gets an angle on you, look out. She'll knife right through that defense. She sinks two free throws here. She's a marvelous free throw shooter, very good three-point shooter. And she's lifted Versailles now on the two makes at the stripe to a 35-17 lead. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Kenzie Holscher throwing into the top of the circle. Lost ball momentarily by Fort Loramie's Heather Eilerman. Picked back up, though, by Fort Loramie. Then Versailles kicks it. Just over 4 minutes have been played in the third quarter. It's 35-17 in favor of the Tigers. Baseline, right of the basket, Taylor Ratterman will throw in. Versailles out to stop a three-game win streak by Fort Loramie against the Tigers. Last three seasons, Redskins have hung close losses on Versailles. Inside shot missed by Fort Loramie, run out the other way by Versailles. It's no good. And here come the Redskins attacking back. Meyering outside the lane on the left, wanted to shoot. And she was wrapped up on a good defensive play and walked. Substitution, Danielle Kunk back on the floor for Versailles in favor of Ellen Peters. Abby Holdhouse checks in for Fort Loramie. And coming to the sideline for the Redskins, Macy Imwally, I believe. Ball walked to the timeline by the Tigers. Thrown left corner to Lindsay Winter. Between circles, Ellen Peters. Here's an overplay on the inside by Fort Loramie, which claws it loose. It's on the deck. Touch last by the Tigers. Goes out of bounds. Good heads-up play by the Skins' interior defense. 3:18 left here in the third quarter. Holscher, Holdhaus, Ratterman on the floor for Fort Loramie, along with Meiring and Kennedy Gebhardt. Here's a baseline drive by Ratterman, cut off, tries to throw opposite beneath the basket, and Versailles boots it out of bounds with a knee. 18-point lead, Tigers. 3 minutes now left in the third period. Ball lobbed into Ratterman at the Tigers logo out at midcourt. Redskins bunch up four players across the foul line. And then breaking into the corner is Meiring, but it's intercepted by Versailles. Cammy McEldown, he scoots down the floor. Here's a no-look pass low on the left. Daniel Winter blew it from close in range. Redskins got the rebound. Baseline left, Gebhardt might have gotten away with the travel. Good pocket pass across the lower part of the key to Holdhaus. No good on the 10-footer. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Nope, maybe the Tigers. Huh. It is Versailles' possession with 2 minutes and 36 seconds left here in the third quarter. Here come the Tigers in backcourt. We've got Cammy McEldowney catching far right wing from sister Caitlin McEldowney. Near steal, top of the circle. It is knocked away by Meiring. Versailles gets it back. Tug of war for it. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. 2:21 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be anxious, Chuck, to get a score eventually today on the Minster at Rushi girls game. It was a kind of a toss-up for us as to which game to cover. Minster and Versailles both mighty strong. Minster D4, Versailles D3. Of course, they'll collide this year later on in the Midwest Athletic Conference season. Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Holdhaus almost shot it. Throws it top of the circle for put-off. Off her fingertips. It sails to midcourt and out of bounds to Versailles. 35-17, Tigers in the lead. Ball thrown down into the right corner to Kunk. Kunk dribbles back to the basket. Feeds on the arc to the Tigers' three-point shooter. Here's a long one, Caitlin McEldowney bouncing, no, off the rim. Rebound retained, though, by the Tigers, who throw it to midcourt. That's over and back. Thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn will make your holiday gift ideas come to life. Check out the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And let Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn know that you heard all about the store on scoresbroadcast.com. Knifing into the lane, Gebhardt missed it. Good offensive rebound. Low on the right by Holscher. Yes, she nails the short shot, and she's fouled. Good nose for the basket right there by Kenzie to make it 35-19. In favor of Versailles. Kenzie Holscher with a three-point chance here. The Jewelry Barn was established back in 2011 in Rushi. It has fine qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Let the Jewelry Barn know that you like the Jewelry Barn's quality jewelry and service. Price just right, good combination. Kenzie Holscher completed the three-point play for Fort Loramie, and then Versailles pitched the ball out of bounds in the half court. Redskins get it back, a minute to go in the third. It's a 15-point game, 35-20 in favor of Versailles. Chuck Tippecanoe had two or three leads of almost 20 against Fort Loramie in a game we covered a couple weeks ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie made that game interesting, didn't give up. Redskins down 15 here. Need a bucket to cut it to 12 or 13. Gebhardt swings the ball left and right. Still on the dribble, and we've got a 5-second call against for sales. And that's a call, Chuck, sometimes I don't comprehend.
Well, that probably was a five-second call. I think some officials counted a little too fast and started a little too soon.
Is it progress toward the basket?
No, that's gotta be, no. You have got to get rid of the ball. You got 5 seconds to get the ball out of your hands if you're closely guarded, and she was.
Okay, and closely guarded by definition is what?
About 2 feet.
Here's a long three-pointer outside the arc, left wing by Cusson, border of Versailles, and she hits the bottom of the well. That was a bomb. Kelsey Cusson, border, 5'10", junior, has range as she poured that one in from distance. Fort Loramie's got the ball, Ratterman top of the circle. Gebhardt, high right, steps inside the arc. Let's go a 16-footer, way strong. Rebound Tigers who throw it out of bounds. 4 seconds remaining in the third. It's 38-20 in favor of the home team. Ball will be inbounded, baseline right. So many thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires, all in Fort Loramie. 2 seconds left in the period. Here is a twirling move across the lane by Holdhouse. Shot is wide left, no good. And the third quarter finishes 38-20 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Versailles. 38-20, Versailles by 18 over Fort Loramie. We start the fourth quarter. Versailles Tigers have the ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. I'd like to tell you about the prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary. Good cause, an opportunity for all of us in the region to save money. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories that will be sold. You can drop them off from 11 to 1 at Fort Loramie Elementary on Sunday, January 14th. That's the prom dress exchange. It's become an annual event, quite successful. Items will then be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 at Fort Loramie Elementary. Choose from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission free, dressing rooms are available. Cash only, no checks. Money and unsold items, cash and those items which are not sold can be picked up then from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. Contact Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 597-2338. Nice basket by Fort Loramie recorded seconds ago. Free throw missed.
That was Myring.
Marissa Myring with a nice bucket. She was nailed on the arm as she pumped it in from 7 feet away. Free throw not good. And Versailles comes down the floor into the corner, a near tie-up, and Versailles gets a timeout. A minute gone here in the fourth, 38-22. Tigers over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
In addition to Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we have additional Fort Loramie underwriting sponsors on the Webb with us here today online on scoresbroadcast.com. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Here's a drive into the lane by Versailles all the way to the rim. Haley McIldany shot off the underneath side of the iron. That's because of a hard foul committed by Fort Loramie en route to the basket, and Haley McIldany will shoot two at the stripe. Fort Loramie's next game is coming up at New Knoxville on the 28th of this month. That's next Thursday. Meanwhile, Versailles girls' next game is at Anna on the same night, the 28th. Versailles at Anna on that night, the 28th. That's the night after the Versailles boys play at Anna on the 27th. And the Fort Loramie girls travel to New Knoxville on 12-28. 40-22. Versailles was at the free throw line there. Chuck, what happened? Haley McIldany.
Made them both.
Knocked down each to make it 40-22. Missed shot by Fort Loramie. Versailles got the board. Cammy McIldany on the arc, near side to Peters. Back to Cammy, far right wing. Holdhouse comes out to greet her in the zone. Ball lobbed into the lane. Here's a short 7-foot bank shot. Good. Knocked down from in close by Lindsay Winter. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The lead for Versailles has spread to 20. 42-22. Foul called against the Tigers right in front of the Redskins bench. Versailles with 42 points through 26 minutes. 3 8-minute quarters plus two here in the fourth. Fort Loramie's defense has been okay. Redskins just simply cannot do much with the height of Versailles. Redskins limited to outside jump shots, and Fort Loramie's been cold throughout. Meanwhile, Versailles, with the length on the inside, has gotten shots from in close. Here's a long three try by Taylor Radiman of Fort Loramie off the back rim, high in the air, rebound down into the lap of Cammy McIldany, and as she surges down the floor, a reach-in foul called against Fort Loramie. 5:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-point lead for the Versailles Tigers. Fort Loramie had clipped it down to 15 before Versailles stretched it back to 20. Cammy McIldany races down the floor into the corner, falls down, nearly walked, coughed up the ball. Violation eventually called. Was that the ruling, Chuck?
The problem is she's fallen down twice. Did she get fouled? Possibly, but if she falls down with the ball, it's an automatic travel. They didn't call it either time.
Exactly. Yeah, on each occasion, a violation was overlooked. Outside the arc, near side. On the bounce, it's Hattie Meyer. Tries a wraparound pass down low in the right to put off. Her awkward shot around Lindsay Winter is off the side of the backboard, and Versailles gets it. Slicing into the lane with a short 10-footer. No good at rimmed. Haley McIldany couldn't get it to fall. We've got a scrum for the ball in the paint. Push-off against the Tigers. Lindsay Winter commits foul number four.
Put-off will work on that footwork. That shot she had down there the last time, that's going to be something she's going to knock home. She was off balance. She tried to shoot something pretty awkward instead of getting her feet and making some kind of a move. And I'm sure that the post work is something they work on with her a lot.
Jaden Putoff, a ninth grader for Fort Loramie, has excelled here this afternoon. You can bet that she'll be up on the varsity for many more minutes in the future. Here's a long three-pointer by Taylor Ratterman of Fort Loramie. It is no good. It hit the heel, kicked down to Versailles. Tigers run up the floor in a hurry. Pass by Cammy McIldany into the left corner to Danielle Kunk. She's short on the three-pointer, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Here's Putoff dancing into the lane, into traffic. Ball knocked away by Versailles. McIldany spurts ahead, veers in from the left wing, shoots it on the run. That's a good call by the referee. Redskins were set, and Cammy ran them over.
She only took three of them out.
42-22 in favor of Versailles. Redskins have found the points hard to come by. Only 22 for Fort Loramie. And I think, Chuck, what Jaden Putoff's got, 9 of the 22?
She has 9, yep.
Just a freshman. That's a very good sign. The bad news is everyone else on the roster has only netted 13 points total. Top of the circle, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Near side pass for the Redskins goes to Imwali. Out between the rings, it's Ratterman. Ratterman on the dribble. Well, we need to get Taylor Ratterman shooting stroke back. She had some hot games last year. Here she is inside the three-point arc, and right on cue, she buries a 17-footer. Well done. 42-24 in favor of Versailles. Here's a near collision on this side of the floor. Fort Loramie overplays, almost gets the steal. Good hustle by the Redskins. Ratterman, ball was poked out of bounds. Versailles retains the ball, leading by 18 with 3:41 to go in the fourth. Inbounded by Versailles. It is Lindsay Winter. Backcourt it goes to Cammie McElDowney on the bounce. Cammie looks for help, angles right. Now to Custom Border, who's back in. High left, Danielle Kunk. Now to McElDowney, flicked away by Fort Loramie. Tigers get it back. 3:20 to go in the game. Dribble drive into the lane, then a wild bounce pass eluding Lindsay Winter out of bounds. Versailles hasn't been sharp.
No. McElDowney's got 10 points, but this is not one of her vintage McElDowney basketball games.
And she's got, what, at least 4 or 6 free throws, I think.
She has 4 free throws. She scored 8 points in about a 3-minute span in the second quarter.
3:12 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie behind by 18. Ball looped across the top of the circle to Gebhardt. Drives, pulls up, 10-footer, short, no good. It was altered or maybe touched en route by Versailles. Here come the Tigers quickly down the floor. Low on the right, the ball laid in. Mallory Marshall in off the bench for Versailles. Caught the lead out pass. She was cherry-picking. Long rebound went to the Tigers, and they got a quick two. Baseline right, Hattie Meyer, 10-footer for Fort Loramie. Short range, it danced off the rim. Rebound stuck up there, no, but a foul. Custom Border on the foul. And the Redskins get a pair of free throws. Marissa Meyering on the rebound shot. Fouled in the act of shooting, labeled right on the arm. 6 the free throw to make it 44-25. In favor of Versailles. Up so far, Chuck, in most of the quarters we've seen the Lady Redskins play, the outside shooting has eluded them. Free throw, no good. Look at that hustle by Meyering as she got the ball, probed the lane, laid it back in off the backboard. Good effort, fine hustle by Marissa Meyering. 44-27 in favor of Versailles. Boy, these Tigers have so much length. It is incredible. 6'2", 6'2", and Lindsay Winter and Danielle Winter. Elizabeth Ording is 5'11". Might as well call her 6 foot. Custom Border in off the bench, 5'10", or 5'11". Versailles turns it over. Redskins get it back, and a 10-second call against Fort Loramie.
That's just not being aware. They had it. They had a chance to go across, and she was standing there pounding it in the backcourt.
2:05 left to go here in the fourth. 44-27 in favor of Versailles. The Fort Loramie has drubbed West Liberty Salem by 19, a good Anna squad by 14, a fine Botkins team by 20, defeated Houston in a recent clash, 60-34. Redskins have been able to take care of business, Chuck, against clubs that can't quite match Fort Loramie in terms of talent, but Fort Loramie's had its hands full with size so far.
Well, they've played two of the games we've seen, Tip City now and Versailles, they're playing really, really good basketball teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tip and Versailles connect. They play each other later in the year, and we might see if we can cover that game. That would be a real headliner to watch. Tip Versailles girls. Minute 30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Each team exchange misses.
Pass.
And then Versailles gets a real crisp pass down low on the left for Mallory Marshall. Who made the feed?
Danielle Winter.
Danielle Winter made that extra look. One more pass across the bottom of the key to Mallory. And she dropped it in for a deuce. She's been the recipient of a few nice passes in this game. Here's Abby Holdhouse stepping inside the arc for Fort Loramie. Strong off the heel. Rebound down to Versailles near violation. Long throw. Danielle Winter catches low on the left and banks it down with 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout called. Versailles up 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. 40 seconds left in this tilt here this afternoon at Versailles. As Abby Holdhouse is left open, misfires a 10-footer baseline right. Redskins get the long rebound, though. Ratterman sends it to Gebhardt in the top of the circle. She shoots an 18-footer, front rim, backboard, and down through. 48-29, Versailles, with 18 seconds left in the fourth. So many thanks today to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Steal by Gebhardt. Look at her go to work. She romps down the floor, driving layup good with 6 seconds remaining in the game. Versailles' lead is 17, 48-31, and that's how it winds up. Versailles Tigers, after a slow start, get rolling, expand the lead to 20 at one point. In fact, it was 21 late in this game at Fort Loramie. Winds up losing to Versailles by 17 as the height on the inside for the Versailles Tigers. Simply too much for Fort Loramie to deal with here today. Neither team was exceptionally sharp. Both Versailles and Fort Loramie with work to do next week in practice for certain as the Versailles Tigers snap a 3-game losing streak to the Fort Loramie girls here today. And Fort Loramie had won the last two seasons by scores of 43-39. And 3 years ago, Fort Loramie won in overtime, 55-52. But the experienced and much taller Versailles Tigers take the measure of Fort Loramie here this afternoon by 17 points. So many thanks to these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items at Adams Tech through the company known as Tossum. Promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions as well. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, which will make your ideas come to life. And the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. A big handshake to those folks as well. Ken Francis, staff and associates at Francis Schulze, and Doug Borchers, staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, in Jackson Center. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the In-Between, south of Botkins. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Chuck, I think I already know who our Clancy star of the game for Fort Loramie is this afternoon.
Well, I mean, she was the leading scorer, Jaden Putoff, 5'10 freshman. She had 9, nobody in double figures for the Redskins today. So, yeah, she is definitely the Clancy's player of the game.
Probably Elizabeth Ording for Versailles.
On the other side, Elizabeth Ording. They ended up with three girls in double figures. So Ording for Versailles and put off for the Redskins.
Versailles led 10-4 after one and then expanded that lead to 27-10 at the half. I guess if you are a Redskin fan, Chuck, a positive way to look at this game is that the points in the second half were split right down the middle. It was a 17-point game at the break, and it wound up 17-48-31.
Well, I mean, they're young. Things are going to get better. At times tonight, they had two freshmen and two sophomores on the floor playing at the same time against a very seasoned Versailles team. Yeah. So, no, I don't think – just like the Tip City game, they walked out and lost by 18. It didn't play bad.
Right.
It's coming.
Exactly.
It's coming.
Yeah. And against this much height, if you're Fort Loramie, you simply have to shoot the ball better from outside in order to stay in the game or have a chance to win late. And the Redskins didn't shoot it well enough. Had some open looks, just did not drain enough shots. Elizabeth Ording, Versailles, and Jaden Putoff, Fort Loramie, our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
By virtue of the win here today, Versailles advances to 9-1 on the year. Next game for the Versailles Lady Tigers is December 28th. That's a Thursday at Anna. Could be a very good game. Anna ladies are improving quickly. Fort Loramie's next contest is on the same night, December 28th, at New Knoxville, as both teams. Next contest is a non-league encounter. Fort Loramie Redskins have now dropped 4 out of 5 and are 5-4 on the year. Hope to get back on the winning track in the next game. Chuck, I should correct myself. Fort Loramie's dropped 4 out of 6 victories over Fair Lawn and Houston in the last half dozen games. Tonight at 7:30 or so, we tip off Fort Loramie boys at St. Henry. Webcast time about 7:10 from St. Henry High School in Mercer County. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Versailles, where the Versailles Tigers have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins by a final tally of 48-31.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.